This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. So, of course, we've talked a lot about Amendment 3 when it was put on the ballot, when the millions of dollars of lying ads ran on media all across the state of Missouri, and Missouri voters went to the polls and somehow approved allowing abortion up until birth in the state of Missouri. It's now ensconced in the Missouri Constitution. It's just the latest, most glaring example of the failures of this state to control access to its constitution by at least raising the bar and making that threshold a little bit higher if you're going to amend the Missouri Constitution. So now we got a mess on our hands, and they have introduced HJR 73, which passed the legislature this year, that will put a different version of this back on the ballot next November. We have Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins on the phone with us this morning. And Mr. Secretary, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, yeah, thank you for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate that. I saw that you recently had a commentary, an opinion piece that you put down in the Springfield Newsleader talking about this common sense approach in HJR 73 to try to fix what happened last fall.
Yes, most certainly. You know, Missouri is a pro-life state. And unfortunately, with the election this past November, Amendment 3 was put into the Missouri Constitution, which allows basically open access abortion, taxpayer funded abortions, everything that I believe that Missourians stand against. And we had millions and millions of dollars come in from out of state special interest in order to run some pretty slick ads and to get that barely passed.
Well, now the question is, it goes back on the ballot. There was a big debate last time about the language on the ballot that was misleading, in my opinion. I mean, I liked what former Secretary Ashcroft had put in there originally. The court went in after a challenge and changed it, and I just don't think most people did their research.
I would agree. I mean, like I said, when you got millions and millions of dollars coming in to put together some pretty slick ads, you know, it everything sounded exact opposite of what I actually did on Amendment 3, in my opinion, this past November. And so I know the legislature is working hard to fix that and actually passed something that's going to go on the ballot in 2026. It's also going to be Amendment 3. But if you are pro-life in the state of Missouri, you want to vote yes on Amendment 3 in 2026. It's just still allows for abortion, the case of rape or incest, as well as the case of life and health of the mother. And so those are the exceptions I believe that the vast majority of Missourians believe in, not abortion up until birth.
I would agree. I mean, what's the process like for how that wording gets decided? Is it the same process where, you know, someone comes up with it, but then a judge gets to just change whatever they want in it, basically?
Well, it's very similar to that. However, the legislature did pass an additional bill this year that granted me additional powers. And so those powers, I basically get three strikes. I get three tries to come up with that language before the court would decide. And so currently I'm under litigation for, I believe, this first round of verbiage that I actually put on the ballot.
Oh, so you've already come up with the first draft and they're reviewing that?
Yes, yes. We've already come up with the first draft. Of course, I knew that I would get sued. It seems like no matter what the Secretary of State does, as far as language, there's always the opposite side that doesn't like the language and doesn't prefer the language and then files a lawsuit on that to try and change it.
Wow. Well, thank you for fighting the good fight. We certainly appreciate that because, what I hope, Mr. Secretary, is that, and I talked to Lieutenant Governor yesterday about this, is that I know we have a lot of well-to-do conservatives in this state. And if we don't come up with enough money to run competing ads in the radio and the TV markets in this state, I fear the same thing's going to happen again. We're going to get overwhelmed with millions of dollars of outside money flowing into Missouri.
Well, most certainly. I hope that does not happen. I know that the Senate and the House also passed Senate Bill, I believe it's 152, Senator Ben Brown, to actually say that, hey, foreign nationals can't donate to Missouri elections and Missouri election causes. So hopefully that will help some. But there is just so much dark money that can still come in from, it seems like, other nations, foreign interests, foreign companies, foreign nationals. But hopefully we can put a stop to that, although the money trail is very, very tough to follow many times.
Yeah, no kidding. They just donate it to somebody else, and then that person passes the money through, for sure. I did see, we're talking to Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, I did see where you were thanked by the U.S. Term Limits Group for your pledge on term limits and ensuring accurate ballot language.
Yes. This is something that I championed when I was a member of the House, a member of the Senate, and I do believe that we should have term limits especially on Congress and on in D.C., and I'd filed several bills in order to try and do that. You know, we have members of Congress on both sides of the aisle that have been there 50 years, 50-plus years, and I know that you all have seen the footage and things where they literally had to wheel some congressmen or U.S. senators down to the floor and then whisper in their ear, yes, just vote yes or just vote no. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we do need term limits. And we have term limits on two of the statewide elected officials. Missouri actually put that on the ballot here in the past 10 years, and Missouri voters voted down putting term limits on the rest of the statewide officials. But we do have term limits on Missouri state reps, as well as Missouri state senators. And I think the current system that we have is pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. Well, we appreciate getting him on here this morning. And yeah, I hope we win this battle over the language, because that's going to go a long way toward people who have short attention spans and don't read the Mark Cox voter guide before they go to the polls. That's part of the problem. We need to fix that and get that thing more widely distributed so you know what you're voting for.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.